Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood wellness coach, coming at you with some heart-to-heart talk. You know, the other day, I was racing up the stairs to catch my cat before he knocked over yet another plant, and it got me thinking, how many of us really understand what's going on with our tickers? Let's dive into the world of cardiovascular disease, shall we? Now, I know cardiovascular disease sounds about as fun as a root canal, but stick with me. This is crucial stuff. Imagine your heart is the DJ at the ultimate dance party that is your body. It's pumping out the beats, or in this case, blood, to keep everything grooving. But just like a DJ can get overwhelmed by too many requests, our hearts can struggle when we don't treat them right. Cardiovascular disease is like that one party crasher who messes up the whole vibe. It happens when our blood vessels get clogged up or damaged, making it harder for our heart to do its job. Think of it as rush hour traffic in your arteries. Not fun for anyone involved. But here's the kicker, and it's a good one. A lot of cardiovascular disease is preventable. Yep, you heard that right. We've got more control over this than you might think. It's like being able to choose the music at that body party. The right choices can keep everything running smoothly and everyone dancing happily. So, what can we do? Well, it starts with the basics: eating right, staying active, and managing stress. I know, you've heard it before, but trust me, these aren't just empty words. They're the foundation of a heart-healthy life. Think about it. When was the last time you really paid attention to what you're feeding your body? Or took a moment to breathe deeply and let go of stress? These small acts can make a big difference. Remember, your heart's working 24/7 for you. The least we can do is show it some love back, right? In the coming episodes, we'll explore practical, easy ways to keep your heart humming along happily. Trust me, your future self will thank you for tuning in. So, ready to be the best DJ for your body's dance party? Let's get this heart-healthy party started. And remember, for more tips and tricks, swing by our website at nutritionally.com. Your heart will love you for it. Until next time, this is Alex, signing off. Keep those hearts happy and healthy, folks. All right, folks, let's talk food. You know, when I was a kid, I thought the four food groups were pizza, candy, soda, and more pizza. Oh, how times have changed. Now, as a wellness coach, I'm here to dish out some tasty truth about heart-healthy eating. Picture this, your heart as a high-performance sports car. Would you fuel it with just anything? Of course not. You'd give it the premium stuff, right? Well, your heart deserves the same VIP treatment. So, what's on the menu for a happy heart? First up, fruits and veggies. I know, your inner child might be groaning, but hear me out. These colorful culinary superstars are like nature's multivitamins. They're packed with fiber, vitamins, and minerals that help lower cholesterol and blood pressure. It's like giving your heart a spa day with every bite. Now let's talk fats. Not all fats are created equal, my friends. Saturated and trans fats, they're the troublemakers at the heart health party. They raise your bad cholesterol levels faster than you can say double cheeseburger. Instead, invite some healthy fats to the shindig. Think avocados, nuts, and olive oil. These good guys can actually help improve your cholesterol profile. Here's a fun fact. Did you know your body needs some salt to function? But too much is like inviting a vampire into your house. It'll suck the life out of your heart health by raising your blood pressure. And sugar? It's sneaky. It hides in places you'd least expect, and too much can lead to weight gain and diabetes, both of which are tough on your heart. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a rabbit and only eat lettuce. It's all about balance and making smart choices. Have you heard of the Mediterranean diet or the DASH eating plan? These aren't just trendy diets. They're heart health superstars backed by science. They focus on whole grains, lean proteins, fruits, veggies, and healthy fats. It's like a flavor fiesta that your taste buds and your heart will love. Remember, changing your diet doesn't mean you have to overhaul everything overnight. Start small. Maybe swap out that afternoon soda for a sparkling water with a splash of fruit juice. Or try Meatless Mondays to explore some delicious plant-based meals. Every little change adds up to big benefits for your heart. The key is to find heart-healthy foods you actually enjoy. Trust me, your taste buds can be retrained. I used to think kale tasted like punishment, but now, I can't get enough of the stuff. So, are you ready to give your heart the 5-star dining experience it deserves? Your ticker will thank you. And hey, you might even discover some new favorite foods along the way. Bon appetit, health warriors. And don't forget, for more heart-healthy recipes and nutrition tips, check out our website at nutritionally.com. Your taste buds and your heart will be doing a happy dance. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that every bite is an opportunity to love your heart. Keep it delicious and keep it healthy. All right, fitness friends, let's get moving. You know, I used to think the only exercise I needed was running to the fridge during commercial breaks. But boy, was I wrong. Let's chat about why getting your body grooving is so crucial for that beautiful beat in your chest. Here's a mind blower for you. Your heart is a muscle. I know, right? Mind. Blown. And just like any muscle, it gets stronger and works better when you give it a regular workout. It's like sending your heart to the gym, but without the awkward locker room encounters. Now, before you start picturing yourself as the next Olympic athlete, take a deep breath. The good news is, you don't need to run marathons or bench press small cars to keep your heart happy. The magic number is 150. That's the number of minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity experts recommend per week. But Alex, I hear you cry, I don't have time for that. I get it, life's busy. But here's the secret sauce. You can break it up. Even 5 minutes of moving your body can make a difference. It's like snacking, but for exercise. And who doesn't love snacking? So what counts as moderate intensity aerobic activity? Think brisk walking, like you're late for the bus, but not quite running, or cycling, swimming, or even dancing in your living room when no one's watching. Come on, we all do it. The key is to get your heart rate up and break a little sweat. Here's a fun challenge. Try the talk test. If you can sing your favorite song while exercising, you need to pick up the pace. If you can't say more than a few words without gasping for air, slow down a bit. The sweet spot is where you can talk, but not belt out a Broadway tune. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Exercise is boring. Well, my friends, it doesn't have to be. Get creative. Join a dance class, try rock climbing, or play tag with your kids. The possibilities are endless, and your heart doesn't care what you do, as long as you're moving. Remember, every little bit counts. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Park a little further from the store entrance. Have a dance party while doing the dishes. These small changes add up and can make a big difference in your heart health. And here's a little secret. Exercise isn't just good for your heart. It's a stress buster, mood booster, and energy giver all rolled into one. It's like a superhero cape for your whole body. So are you ready to get your heart pumping and your body moving? Trust me, once you start, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Your heart will be doing cartwheels, figuratively, of course, and thanking you for years to come. Remember, for more tips on staying active and heart-healthy exercises you can do at home, swing by our website at nutritionally.com. Let's get moving, heart health champions. This is Alex, signing off and heading out for a brisk walk. Join me in spirit, and let's keep those hearts happy and healthy together. All right, let's take a deep breath together. In and out. Feel better? We're about to dive into a topic that affects all of us, stress. You know, the other day I found myself stuck in traffic, late for a meeting, with a cold coffee in hand. My heart was racing, and not in the good way. It got me thinking about how stress impacts our ticker. Here's the deal. Stress is like that uninvited guest at a party who shows up and messes with everything. When it comes to our hearts, chronic stress is like leaving that party crasher in charge of the music. It's just not good for anyone. Now, I'm not here to stress you out about being stressed. That would be counterproductive, right? Instead, let's talk about some practical ways to show stress the door and invite in some heart-healthy calm. First up, deep breathing. I know it sounds simple, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. It's like hitting the reset button for your body. Try this. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. Do this a few times, and you'll feel the difference. It's like a mini vacation for your nervous system. Next, let's chat about meditation. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, hear me out. Meditation can be as simple as focusing on your breath for 5 minutes a day. It's like sending your mind to a spa. It comes back refreshed and ready to tackle whatever life throws at you. Physical activity is another stress buster superhero. Remember how we talked about exercise earlier? Well, it's not just good for your physical heart health, it's a mental health champion too. Ever noticed how much clearer your head feels after a good walk? That's your body's natural stress relief in action. Now here's something we often overlook, the power of connection. Spending time with loved ones, having a good laugh, or even cuddling with a pet can work wonders for stress levels. It's like a warm hug for your heart, both emotionally and physically. But what if stress feels overwhelming? Don't be afraid to reach out for help. Talking to a professional isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It's like having a personal trainer for your mental health. They can provide tools and strategies tailored just for you. Remember, ongoing stress isn't just a mental burden. It can lead to anxiety and depression, which are also risk factors for heart disease. It's all connected, folks. By managing your stress, you're not just helping your mind, you're giving your heart a big ol' high five too. So how about we make a pact? Let's commit to taking at least 5 minutes each day for stress relief. Whether it's deep breathing, a quick walk, or just sitting quietly with a cup of tea, your heart will thank you. And hey, if you're feeling overwhelmed, that's okay. We all do sometimes. The important thing is to recognize it and take steps to manage it. Your heart is resilient, and so are you. For more stress-busting techniques and relaxation exercises, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Together, we can turn down the volume on stress and turn up the wellness for our hearts. This is Alex, reminding you to keep breathing, my friends. Until next time, stay calm, stay healthy, and keep those hearts happy. All right, health detectives, it's time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats and do some investigating. Today, we're talking about two silent troublemakers, high blood pressure and high cholesterol. These sneaky culprits often work undercover, causing mischief without you even realizing it. Let's start with blood pressure. Imagine your blood vessels are like garden hoses. When the pressure's too high, it's like turning the faucet on full blast. Not great for the hose or your lovely petunias. The tricky part, high blood pressure usually doesn't have any symptoms. It's like a ninja, silently wreaking havoc on your cardiovascular system. So how do we unmask this stealthy villain? Regular checkups, my friends. It's like setting up security cameras for your health. You don't need to camp out at your doctor's office, though. Many pharmacies have blood pressure machines you can use for free. Or, if you're a gadget lover like me, you might want to invest in a home blood pressure monitor. It's like having a personal health detective on call 24/7. Now, let's talk about cholesterol, the yin and yang of heart health. You've got your LDL, the bad cholesterol, and your HDL, the good cholesterol. Think of LDL as the troublemaker that clogs up your arteries, while HDL is like the cleanup crew, helping to clear out the mess. Here's where it gets interesting. Unlike blood pressure, you can't check your cholesterol levels at home unless you have a very, very fancy bathroom. This one requires a blood test. But don't worry, it's quick and easy. Plus, it gives you a wealth of information about what's going on inside your body. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I feel fine. Do I really need to check these things? And to that, I say, absolutely. Remember, these are called silent killers for a reason. By the time you feel symptoms, the damage might already be done. It's like waiting for your check engine light to come on before you change your oil. Not the best strategy. So how often should you be checking? Well, for blood pressure, if you're generally healthy, once a year is a good rule of thumb. But if you have risk factors or a family history of heart disease, your doctor might recommend more frequent checks. For cholesterol, most healthy adults should get checked every 4 to 6 years. But again, if you have risk factors, your doctor might want to keep a closer eye on those numbers. Here's a pro tip. Keep a log of your numbers. It's like creating a health diary. This way, you can spot any trends or changes over time. Plus, it's super helpful information for your healthcare team. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health. By keeping tabs on your blood pressure and cholesterol, you're arming yourself with the information you need to make heart-smart decisions. So, are you ready to become a health detective? Your heart is counting on you to crack the case. And don't forget, For more information on understanding your numbers and tips for keeping them in check, swing by our website at nutritionally.com. This is Alex, your friendly neighborhood health sleuth, signing off. Let's solve the mystery of heart health together. Keep investigating and keep those hearts happy. Hey there, health champions. Let's talk about something that might not seem as exciting as a new workout routine or the delicious recipe, but is absolutely crucial for your heart health: regular checkups and screenings. I know, going to the doctor isn't exactly on anyone's top 10 list of fun things to do. But trust me, it's like giving your body a tune-up, essential for keeping everything running smoothly. Think of it this way: you wouldn't drive your car for years without getting it serviced, right? Well, your body deserves the same attention, if not more. Regular checkups are like your personal pit stop, where trained professionals can spot any potential issues before they turn into major problems. Now, I get it. The idea of going to the doctor can be intimidating. Maybe you're worried about what they might find, or perhaps you're just not a fan of waiting rooms. But here's the thing: early detection is your secret weapon in the fight against heart disease. It's like having a crystal ball that lets you peek into your health future. So, what exactly happens during these checkups? Well, it's not all poking and prodding, I promise. Your healthcare team will typically check your blood pressure, weight, and might order blood tests to check your cholesterol and blood sugar levels. They'll also ask about your lifestyle, family history, and any symptoms you might be experiencing. It's like a health detective gathering clues to solve the mystery of your well-being. But here's where you come in. You're not just a passive participant in this process. Oh no, you're the star of the show. Come prepared with questions, concerns, and be honest about your habits. Remember, your doctor isn't there to judge you. They're your partner in health. The more information they have, the better they can help you. Now, let's talk frequency. How often should you be having these checkups? Well, it depends on your age, health status, and risk factors. For most healthy adults, an annual physical is a good rule of thumb. But if you have existing health conditions or a family history of heart disease, your doctor might recommend more frequent visits. Here's a pro tip. Don't wait for your annual checkup to bring up concerns. If you notice any changes in your health, maybe you're feeling more tired than usual, or you've been having chest pain, don't hesitate to make an appointment. Your body has a way of sending signals, and it's up to us to listen. Remember those screenings we talked about earlier for blood pressure and cholesterol? These are typically part of your regular checkups, but depending on your risk factors, your doctor might recommend additional screenings. These could include tests like an electrocardiogram, ECG, to check your heart's electrical activity, or a stress test to see how your heart performs under physical stress. I know it can feel overwhelming, but think of it this way. Each screening and checkup is another tool in your heart health toolbox. They're empowering you with knowledge about your body and giving you the opportunity to take control of your health. So how about we make a pact? Let's commit to prioritizing our health checkups. Schedule that appointment you've been putting off. Your future self will thank you for it. And remember, for more information on what to expect during health checkups and a checklist of important screenings for heart health, visit our website at nutritionally.com. Your heart deserves the best care, and regular checkups are a big part of that. This is Alex, your heart health cheerleader, signing off. Here's to being proactive about our health. Keep those hearts happy, and I'll catch you next time. All right, health heroes, let's talk about something super important: recognizing when your heart is trying to tell you something. You know, our bodies are pretty amazing at sending us signals, but sometimes we're not so great at interpreting them. It's like trying to understand a cat. They're communicating, but we're not always sure what they're saying. Now, I'm not here to scare you, but I do want you to be informed. Knowing the warning signs of heart trouble can literally be a lifesaver. It's like having a secret code that could save your life. Pretty cool, right? Let's start with the biggie, chest pain or discomfort. This isn't always the dramatic, clutching your chest moment you see in movies. It can be more subtle, like pressure, squeezing, or fullness in the center of your chest. Some people describe it as an elephant sitting on their chest. If you feel this, especially if it lasts for more than a few minutes or goes away and comes back, it's time to take action. But here's the twist. Chest pain isn't the only sign to watch out for. Shortness of breath is another red flag. If you suddenly feel like you've just run a marathon when all you did was walk to the mailbox, that's worth paying attention to. It's like your body's way of waving a big check engine light. Now, let's talk about some sneakier symptoms. Unexplained fatigue, nausea, or lightheadedness can also be signs that your heart's not happy. It's like your body's trying to whisper to you, "Hey, something's not quite right here." Here's something that might surprise you. These symptoms can be different for women. Ladies, you might experience more subtle signs like jaw pain, neck pain, or extreme fatigue. It's like heart disease is playing a cruel game of hide-and-seek with half the population. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I don't want to overreact. What if it's just indigestion? And to that I say, better safe than sorry. If you're unsure, it's always better to get checked out. Think of it this way. You wouldn't ignore your smoke alarm just because you're not sure if there's a fire, right? So, what should you do if you experience these symptoms? First things first, don't try to tough it out. This isn't the time to channel your inner superhero. If you think you might be having a heart attack, call emergency services immediately. Every minute counts. For less urgent concerns, don't hesitate to reach out to your healthcare provider. Remember how we talked about building a relationship with your doctor? This is where that comes in handy. They know your history and can help determine if your symptoms need immediate attention. Here's a pro tip. Keep a symptom diary. Jot down what you're feeling, when it happens, and what you were doing at the time. It's like being a detective for your own health. This information can be super helpful for your healthcare team. Now, I know all this talk about warning signs can be a bit anxiety-inducing, but remember, knowledge is power. By knowing what to look out for, you're empowering yourself to take control of your health. It's like having a superpower, the ability to potentially save your own life. So, let's make a pact. Promise me you'll listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right, don't ignore it. Your heart works hard for you 24/7. The least we can do is pay attention when it's trying to tell us something. And remember, for more detailed information on heart attack symptoms and what to do in an emergency, check out our website at nutritionally.com. Your heart's health is in your hands. Let's treat it with the care it deserves. Seriously, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to your heart, it's always better to be safe than sorry. Stay alert, stay informed, and most importantly, stay healthy. Well, health champions, we've reached the final stretch of our heart health journey. Let's bring it all together and talk about the proactive steps you can take to reduce your risk of heart disease. Think of this as your personal roadmap to a healthier heart. It's like we're planning a road trip, but instead of snacks and playlists, we're packing healthy habits and smart choices. First things first, let's recap our heart healthy diet. Remember, it's not about depriving yourself. It's about nourishing your body with the good stuff. Load up on those colorful fruits and veggies. They're like nature's multivitamins. Swap out some of those saturated fats for heart-friendly options like avocados and nuts. And don't forget to watch your salt and sugar intake. It's like being a gourmet chef for your heart. Now let's get moving. We talked about aiming for 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. But hey, if that sounds daunting, start small. Even a 10-minute walk is better than no walk at all. It's like giving your heart a little hug every time you move. Dance, swim, cycle, or chase your kids around the yard, whatever gets your heart pumping and puts a smile on your face. Stress management. Oh boy, this is a big one. Remember our deep breathing exercises? They're like a mini vacation for your nervous system. Try to carve out some time each day for stress relief, whether it's meditation, yoga, or just sitting quietly with a good book. Your heart and your mind will thank you. Let's not forget about those regular checkups and screenings. They're your early warning system, helping you catch any potential issues before they become big problems. It's like having a personal health detective on your side. Here's something we haven't touched on yet, sleep. Getting enough quality sleep is crucial for heart health. Aim for 7 to 9 hours a night. It's like hitting the reset button for your body and mind. Now, if you're a smoker, I know you've heard this before, but it bears repeating. Quitting is one of the best things you can do for your heart. It's tough, I know, but there are so many resources available to help. Your future self will be so grateful. Here's a fun challenge. Try to incorporate one new heart-healthy habit each week. Maybe this week you swap out your afternoon soda for water. Next week you might add an extra serving of veggies to your dinner plate. Small changes add up to big results. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about making progress. Every healthy choice you make is a step in the right direction. It's like you're building a fortress to protect your heart, one brick at a time. And don't forget the power of social connections. Spending time with loved ones, laughing, and fostering strong relationships is good for your heart in more ways than one. It's like giving your heart an emotional boost. Lastly, celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Did you choose a salad over fries? Awesome. Did you take the stairs instead of the elevator? You rock. Each of these choices is a win for your heart health. So my heart health warriors, are you ready to take charge? Remember, you have the power to significantly reduce your risk of heart disease. It's like you're the superhero in your own health story. As we wrap up, I want to thank you for joining me on this heart health journey. Remember, for more detailed information, tips, and resources, visit our website at nutritionally.com. Your heart's been taking care of you your whole life. Now it's time to return the favor. This is Alex, signing off for the last time in this series. Here's to happy, healthy hearts. Keep making those heart-smart choices, and I'll catch you on the next health adventure. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.